Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy, along with Patriots Football Weekly's Paul Prillo. The Pats held another practice in Foxborough behind Gillette Stadium. And, Paul, maybe the steamiest day thus far of 2015's training camp. And certainly Bill Belichick continues to turn up the heat on his football team.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a hot one here. This will get him used to West Virginia in a hurry. And I think that Bill used that as an opportunity. I'm sure that they were going to do it anyway, but the extreme heat, I thought he really added to the mental stress as well. A lot of situations today, but not just normal situations down and distance. A lot of very specific ones that require a little bit more thought. Some onside kicks, hand teams, squibs, short kicks, safeties, coming off the goal line, all kinds of different things. We even saw a 63-yard field goal from Steven Gostkowski at the end of the practice. So certainly, mentally, I think he really put a lot on their plate today.
Short kicks and long kicks, physical strain as well as the mental strain. We saw a number of guys back in blue today on defense. Dante Hightower once again in the navy blue. And Terrell Brown out there, number 31, a cornerback. Very important for him to be on the field.
Yeah, I still think that he is the leader in the clubhouse, so to speak, for that other cornerback, the right cornerback spot on the opposite of Malcolm Butler. He's an active guy. I like his resume better than the other guys. He was active again today.
Unfortunately, they lost another player to injury. It appears Trey Jackson carted off the field halfway through practice.
Yeah, something to be concerned about. Not sure exactly what the problem was, but it didn't look good. At first, I thought it may be something maybe heat-related, but I don't want to speculate as to anything. He was in some pain, some discomfort, and he did have to get carted off again. We don't want to speculate as to why, but not a good sign for the rookie.
Care to speculate why LeGarrette Blount was wearing number 74 in the backfield?
Maybe because he runs like an offensive line? I don't know. An offensive lineman number, and I think he's looked great in camp. I thought he looked great whether he's wearing 29 or 74. He still looks good.
One more practice in Foxborough, and then it's off to West Virginia, as you alluded to.
Yeah, can't wait, right? Absolutely. West Virginia, where else would you rather be?
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.